Proclamation number 0921 of 18th of May, 1939. Reproduction of prophetic words. Task. Sounding voice. Let your heart speak and you'll hear the voice of God within you and all doubt will be removed. But you still have a task ahead of you which should be your constant striving to solve. It concerns the last transmissions or rendering of the prophetic words which the Lord gave to His own on earth, and this requires utmost devotion to the Divine Savior, for this is a task which you can only completely solve if you are endowed with the gift to audibly hear the voice of the Lord and at the same time can gain insight into the spiritual kingdom by means of spiritual vision. And so today we convey to you a proclamation which is well suited to serve you as an explanation of how you can succeed in attaining that state. The epitome of the divine commandments is to practice love, and this is to be striven for with all one's strength. So many opportunities are offered to you, and you can constantly give love. For your spiritual state precisely demands active activity as long as you are still on earth. But you must also make an effort to absorb the divine word, which imparts all strength to you. The word was God's expressed will from the very beginning. Receiving it means the direct granting of all grace and divine strength. For the Lord has invested His word with it and thus given the earthly child the ladder to heaven which guarantees an effortless ascent. If you now carry the word of God within you, you will be active in love, practice humility and gentleness, childlike in supplication, present your request to the Father in heaven, be peace-loving and merciful and do everything God announces. The path to home may be easy and effortless to climb if you live up to God's requirements, but it can also be unspeakably difficult and thorny if you don't believe you need the strengthening of His word. Then you will have to go through suffering and worry so that you will become small and then nevertheless take refuge in all adversity to the Father in heaven. And your whole way of life should only be serving. The Father of all creation means fully submitting to His will, rejecting everything of yours which is not in harmony with His commandments, i.e., that is, always only do what the Father demands. And so you will also serve your neighbor and have to show him all love if you truly want to become one with the eternal deity, for only in the deepest humiliation lies exaltation. Only he who serves will one day be able to rule, and all arrogance is to be put to an end and God's grace implored in utmost humility. The voice of the heart sounds tenderly and quietly in you, yet you will not hear it until you have removed all impurity from yourselves. Where the Lord wants to dwell and make Himself audibly known, there must be light and brightest clarity. There must be no resistance to the sounding divine voice and it will sound audibly in the hearts of those who surrender to this voice. It will ring like a fine little bell and will be proof of the heartfelt fatherly love for the child on earth. The more eagerly you endeavor to attain maturity of your soul, the sooner you will be able to fulfill the task given to you. And thus the admonition is given to you in all love to devote yourself to the most eager striving so that you will fully fulfill your destiny on earth and serve the Lord of heaven and earth in time and eternity. Amen.